U.S. soybean grower leaders were in China this week, joining with their counterparts from several other countries to discuss biotech approval process issues. U.S. Soybean Export Council Chair Laura Fell of Iowa says they teamed up with their fellow soybean farmers representing the International Soy Growers Alliance, and they brought along a white paper that shows the economic impact of slow biotech approvals.
And this slow approval does impact farmers and consumers of purchasing countries. This data helps put a value on the problems caused by the biotech approval systems that are not based on science. So as we were armed with this information, we joined the farmers from the countries of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, to show that we have a united front because we represent more than 90% of the world's soybean exports.
United Soybean Board Chairman Bob Hazelwood of Kansas explains why it's important for them to work with other soybean exporting countries.
People are probably out there questioning a little bit, why are we partnering with what many farmers might consider our competitors? But when the ISGA was formed, we were looking for opportunities where there are common problems that we as soybean producers, regardless of where we live, often face. One of them would be the approvals of our new biotech events. We've also talked about the acceptance of GMO products in general, because as we approve these new events, it's going to benefit both our country and the other countries.
American Soybean Association President Wade Cowan of Texas says the International Soy Growers Alliance is working together on many issues.
Not only the GM problems, but the problems of freedom to operate, the problems that we have with an ever-increasing demand for sustainability, and the pollinators issue, just the different issues that hit each and every one of us all the way from north to south in both of the Americas. And so as we come together, we really form a worthwhile institution that is working more closely together than it ever has. And we hope that as we move forward, this unity in purpose will lead to increased production and increased productivity, and also increased profits, and help meet the needs of an ever-growing world and an ever-growing population.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.